What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Remember the Titan Fantasy Football League. I'm your host, Chip Setterfield, joined by the man to get his second win on the year, Christopher Reiser.
That's right, everyone. I've turned it around. My team is now really good. It was really bad, but after one win, I'm back on top. I think I might go undefeated the rest of the year, and I'm basically a shoe-in to make the playoffs, so everyone better watch out.
There you go. That is exciting. I'm feeling bad about things. I don't know, dude. I'm spiraling a little bit. Here's the thing is, I don't even feel bad about my team. It's done so bad week to week, but I take one look at it, and I'm like, this team's frisky. I don't know. Amari Cooper, if PJ Walker's behind center, is evidently garbage. So I need Deshaun to be healthy. Jalen Waddle. I don't know what's going on with that. Tyreek Hill looks insane, even though he's like hurt all the time. Calvin Ridley looked like the truth in week one and just never showed up for another game. I got his quarterback. I love a good quarterback stack. Anyway, so, I'm not doing great.
I think you're in denial. I mean, you said you're not doing great, but then you also say your team's frisky. It's just not true.
I feel like the team might be frisky. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Here's the thing, dude. Javonte, one of these days, is going to get 100% of the snaps.
Here's the thing. 100% of the snaps in the Broncos offense is like 50% of like a good offense production.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I also have Aaron Jones, who's a good outlet for Green Bay. You know, I just, yeah. Yeah. It's not my year, bub. It's not my year. That's fine. I think next year I'll be drafting just literally based on health. Like, who do I think is going to stay healthy? I'm just drafting smart. Those players.
Very, very smart. I agree.
Wow. I still would have drafted Nick Chubb. So,
could happen to anyone, I guess. Anyone would have drafted Nick Chubb. It just happened to be you.
Yeah. Also, dude, I feel like I got to go wide receiver early. I'm already thinking about next year, but like, I don't have any good wide receivers.
Yeah, you kind of don't have any good wide receivers. Is it your fault? Maybe. Do you think it's your fault? It's probably your fault.
I feel like, so Calvin Ridley has been weird. Let's get into it. Let's dissect why I'm not going to win the league this year. Calvin Ridley's been weird, right? Like, he looks good on film and then just does not catch balls. I don't know. There's been a lot of close calls with him where, like, he would have had major plays if he was just, like, 10 inches to the right. You know what I mean? Like, he keeps catching balls, like, out of bounds, which is nothing.
Yeah.
But he looks quick. It's just literally, like, I think it's rust, dude. I think it's just not being on a field. Yeah, I don't know. Amari Cooper, the quarterback play in Cleveland has been so bad. It is my fault. I don't know. I also didn't, like, believe in any of the week one waiver wire ads. I didn't believe in Kyren. I didn't believe in Puka. I didn't believe in Adam Thielen. If I had those three guys right now, would I be 7-0? No, I wouldn't. But I would be doing better. And, like, yeah, have a bright future, probably.
So. Yeah, I agree. There's always the poop champ.
No, okay, here's the thing. This will be my first year of missing playoffs in a while. Maybe second year ever. I usually do make the playoffs. It hurts the pride a little bit because it's a bigger playoff group. But yeah, I don't think I do have to go for that poop bowl championship.
Hey, if you win it, then all three of us on the post will have won it. So you got that going for you.
great. We should rename the pod Winners of the Poop Bowl.
Poop Bowl.
We're just going to have to keep starting different podcasts just for this league. There's going to be four different podcasts. Sad Boy Hours, which is now hosted solely by me since you got a win. Yeah.
Poop Champs.
Poop Poop Champs. That's a classic. It's got to be the number two fantasy podcast for the Remember the Titan League. It's got to be.
Got to be.
It's a good. I feel good about that. And now some news from the league. Waivers ran, and Chris got Dalton Kincaid over three people. How you feel about that, bub?
Yeah, everyone can suck it.
We did a whole 5-minute intro. We didn't even talk about the fact that Wolfie wasn't here.
Wolfie's never here. At this point, we're like expecting him not to be here.
We didn't acknowledge it. No, that's not fair. He's only missed three of the 7 weeks.
Yeah, only about half of the time.
Yeah, he sent a nice text of like, I'll try to do better, but yeah, he's not here, so let's rip him a new one. AB got Miles Sanders and Desmond Ridder, paid 6 for Sanders over no one. That feels a little bad, but I got the D I got the D.
Can we clip it? Can we clip that?
No, I'll be editing that out. I need a sound marker. All right. I got the Chiefs DST over Tim. That's my only win of the week. I also got Brandon Cooks, who has looked bad. I actually think Brandon Cooks could be good though. As like a flex play, because we haven't really seen the Cowboys like. We've seen them in one real game. And is he getting enough targets? No. But in the only game that, like, was a normal football game for them, he caught a touchdown. So, thinking he might be their, like, number two going forward. Or at least I'm trying to convince myself that I can still play the waiver wire and bring my season back around.
Listen, Chip. Brandon Cooks is a great pickup. A great pickup. If CeeDee Lamb misses literally the rest of the season, you bum.
Okay. Well, this has been fun. Holden picked up Taysom Hill and Royce Freeman. What do you think about Royce Freeman? I like the Taysom Hill pickup, but Royce?
Royce Freeman, Oregon product, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think it's a throw at a dartboard, honestly.
Sure. His season's not going fantastic either, so I think he can take a few dart throws. So after waivers, Wolfie picked up Devin Singletary and Derek Carr. Derek Carr has been hard to watch. I don't know how many Saints games you've watched, but it's been tough.
I don't know who the starter is, but that's an interesting pickup.
The starter for the running back?
No. I don't know who Wolfie's starting quarterback is, but Derek Carr is an interesting pickup.
I think he's been streaming. I think it was Stafford. He dropped him for Carr. It's tough out there right now, though. I maybe would have went with Minshew. Dude had himself a good week last week.
I think Wolfie's scraping the bottom of the proverbial QB barrel there.
Yeah, I think he is too, but he has more wins than I do, so what do I know? Tim picked up the Dolphins DST because he didn't get the Chiefs. Ethan picked up Tyler Boyd, which a couple weeks late on that one. I don't know about that. All right, bub. Line it up. What's your waiver of the week?
Yeah, pretty small waiver wire this week. Not a ton of action. So I'm just going to go with me because I'm, full of myself. I've got a big head. Coming off a win. It's all about me this week. Yeah, I'll go with myself getting Dalton Kincaid over three other people. All those three people can suck me. Listen, the starting quarterback, Dawson Knox, he's out. I don't know how long he's going to be out, but he's out. And I think if the Bills are smart, they'll be like, you know what? This is the time when I let Dalton Kincaid get loose. He's a rookie. He's young. He's on a rookie deal, so don't have to pay him much. Dawson Knox, you're out of here. Dalton Kincaid, new tight end one in that offense. Yeah, I'll take that.
All right. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about that. Hey, the tight end for the Bills is always weird. Sometimes it's a useful fantasy position. Sometimes it's not. Rookie tight ends never produce, except for this is the only year that they ever have. If you're going to take a shot on a rookie tight end, this is the year. So I do get that. I was talking to Michael Mayer last week, so kind of on that page.
Yeah.
Well, way to highlight yourself. Really good round of applause for you.
Thanks. Thank you. I thought it was, you know, who else am I going to pick? Let's be honest. Derek freaking Carr? Tyler Boyd? Are you kidding me? Yeah, right.
Oh, I mean, you didn't seem jazzed with Brandon Cooks. I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, I mean, Brandon Cooks over my dead body. Maybe, Chip, maybe, but I don't think so.
All right, and for the bit this week, we are going to revisit the preseason rankings. We don't do this. We don't do this enough. We do the preseason rankings, and then we kind of just sweep them under the rug because we're never accurate. But we thought we would jump into it this week. You excited?
I'm excited. I think it's really good. We can roast each other, mostly Brian, but let's get into it.
Yeah, mostly Brian. All right, so just to remind people, our preseason rankings looked a little something like this. We had Owen, then Mitch, then Allie, Ethan, Tony, myself, Wolfie, Brandon, AB, AJ, Chris, Justin, Tim, Holden. So let's start up at the top. We did pretty good with the top of the league. Owen, we had at one. That's where he actually is. Mitch, we had at two. He's actually at three, but, you know, it's pretty close. Same with Allie. She's at two. We had her at three. That's really on Wolfie because he tanked her score. Let's not forget that he had her at eight.
Wolfie's so dumb. He had her at eight.
So dumb.
God.
Ethan, we also had up there at four. He is at five, so that one's paying off. Let's talk about Tony and I, though. At 5 and 6 in the preseason rankings, we're down at 11 and 14. Tony at 11. I wouldn't want to be smirching like that. I am bringing up the rear this league. We were super wrong. We thought I would have a mid-team. Everyone ranked me 7. And I have not come through at all. A lot of guys have gotten hurt. A lot of mistakes have been made on the waiver wire. And trades haven't really materialized anything. So... it's tough out here. Tony and I have just not shown up, I guess.
Yeah, I'll talk about you real quick then, Tony. Yeah, Chip, literally 7s across the board. Me, Wolfie, and you ranked you at 7. You ended up being 6 overall because of the way the math works. In our preseason rankings, boy, was that a mistake. Chip, last Chip, the lowest points 4? I don't think you have... excuse. I don't think there's anything to say. Just hot, steaming trash.
Yeah. And I I'm waffling on just take locking and just locking in this team for the rest of the year and just being like, no, I think they're good. I don't know. Calvin Ridley's maybe the bane of my existence. It'll be one of those things where he burns me this year and I'll never draft him again and it'll be good next year. So,
pretty
jazzed for that.
And then as far as Tony goes, 11th currently. We put him at 5th. I just...
That one's pretty consistent, too. You and I had him at 5th. Wolfie had him at 4. Like, we were pretty consistently high on that team.
So, maybe... I haven't checked his team. I don't know if you have. Maybe there was a big injury. Is that what kind of happened with him? Is there, like, a major injury that really screwed his team, maybe?
I mean, not to my knowledge. He has David Montgomery, Tony Pollard, CeeDee Lamb. He has some good pieces. He has Waller, Latavius Murray, Chris Godwin. Deebo Samuel. I don't know what's happened to his team, honestly. It's looking tough. I don't know, dude. I don't know what happened to Tony's team. A little dependent on the boys, and the Cowboys have been pretty inconsistent this year. So
yeah, wait, has Pollard not been playing well for him? Or just
Dude, I don't know. You got to come with these stats before the segment, brother.
All right, well,
we talked about what we were going to talk about.
Debo Samuel's been hurt. Yeah, I mean, I think maybe it's just a bit unlucky and maybe he was too Cowboys dependent, but disappointment nonetheless.
Yeah, for sure, disappointment. And, like, I know his points for is not great, to be honest. I have the worst points for by far, but, like, I don't know. He's only got 20 more points than you do. And same number of wins. I don't know. I think it's been tough.
It feels bad. Not as bad as you, but still bad.
Okay, I don't know. We keep touching on my team. All right, moving on. Brian, we had kind of middle of the pack. That is where he is. Brandon, also middle of the pack because of how the math worked. But I do want to focus in. We had him at 8 overall, but Wolfie had him at 13. You had him at 11. I had him at 3. So it really racketed him up into the middle of these rankings. And he's sitting at 7. So I'm actually feeling pretty good about that ranking, personally.
Yeah, I mean, 3 isn't super close to 7, but if it wasn't for that 3, we would have been way off on Brandon. But again, it's Brian who put him at 13 is weighing us down. Brian, are you on drugs?
Judy, 13 is very close to 11 there, brother. I don't know. I don't know about that. I think you both sandbagged Brandon there. So I feel good about bringing him up. Is 3 close to 7? Here's the thing. It's about as close as 11 is. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, but we can both agree that Brian's was worse than all of ours.
Yeah, Brian statistically was worse than all of ours. Maybe that's what we should do at the end of the season, is put, like, real-ass numbers on how far off we were. We could do that. I love that idea, actually. We'll be doing that. So, number 9, we have AB. He's down at 13. Pretty disappointing. We were kind of consensus, not super high on him. We had him as bottom half team. AJ, I want to talk about this. You spot on AJ. We had him 10. I was sandbagging. I had him down at 13. I didn't think he'd be good. He's up at 6. That's where you had him. Spot on. Halfway through the year. So.
Hey, I'm not good at fantasy, but I'm good at picking what teams are going to be good in fantasy.
We'll run these numbers for real later and see if that's actually true. You do have another spot on prediction later in Holden. We had him down at 14. You had him up at 10. He is actually at 10. So, there you go. I don't know. Maybe you are good at this.
Ayo.
But let's talk about something we all got wrong. Justin, down at 12, is where we had him preseason. Jesus. I'm gonna take that clean because I edit this podcast. So I can do what I want. Justin, we had him down at 12, and he's up at 4, brother. We were all pretty wrong. I had him the highest, I'll say. But I only had him at 9. Wolfie had him at 10. You had him at 13. Brought him down to 12 preseason. Dude, up at 4. What do you have to say for yourself?
Are you insinuating that I was wrong about his team? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Justin has a good team.
Justin does have a good team. He's got a very good points for just in general, one of the higher ones. What's unfortunate for him, though, as I'm looking, he's actually fourth. How is he? It says he's fourth in his division, but how is that possible? Oh, wait. Oh, never mind. I was looking at points against. Yeah, he's fourth. And is that right? Am I looking at the right guy?
Dude, I don't. His team name is Ron Swanson.
No. Is he Jay Shapps?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
He's 5-2.
Somehow. Yeah, but he's also fourth overall and fourth in his division just because that division is so much better than the second division.
Yeah, that's true. So
there's a bit of disparity there, if we're being completely honest. Yeah, his team is very good. Was I wrong? I'll never claim that I'm ever wrong, but I could have been more right, if we're being honest.
Yeah, here's a saying that I love to do when we're doing statistical breakdowns like this is, I don't think I'm wrong, I'm just early. So if Calvin Ridley's good next year, I wasn't wrong on Calvin Ridley. I was just early.
Hey, you know what they say, Chip? It's better to be early than late.
Was that Gandalf that said that?
I literally made that up right now, but sure, if you want to think that.
Okay. All right. Last thing to highlight. We had you down at 11. You're at 12. We were pretty accurate on that.
Damn.
Tim, we had him down at 13. He is middle of the pack, number eight. He's in the hunt for the playoffs. We were pretty hard on Tim, mostly me and you, actually. Wolfie had him up at five. Wait, what? Wolfie had him at five. Yo, we both had him dead last, and he has way more wins than either of us. So good for Tim, dude. He's done. We face each other this week. I'm absolutely about to give him his fourth win. I don't know. Tim's done good. He's been a good manager, made some money moves.
Chip, if you remember, his team had all those like people out to start. Like he had Cooper Kupp who was out. He had Alvin Kamara who was suspended. He had some other people that were just out the first like 3 or 4 weeks. And me and you were like, oh dude, this sucks. Like you're gonna be so far behind. We don't think your team's gonna be able to catch up. And he's proved us wrong. And those people are back now. I
Yeah.
think people should watch out for Ch Tim's team in the playoffs.
Yeah, Johnny Taylor was another one out early, came back.
Is he coming? Is he back now?
Yeah, he's back. He's been back for a
Uh-oh.
couple of weeks. He's weirdly splitting touches with Zach Moss, who's looked okay. I don't know. I didn't keep up with the touches this week, but like last week, I think it was like 50-50, which is kind of wild considering how much they're paying one dude. So
Yeah, that is kind of surprising, actually.
yeah, but I follow the money on that one. They paid him. They'll give him the touches. There's no way they don't.
I agree. I agree. But
So
I'm sorry, Tim. I'm sorry we undervalued your team.
yeah, I mean he's got a good team. He'll have a good team going forward. That's on us.
That's on us, yeah.
Well, we'll revisit this end of year. Whatever the last episode is, this is the bit, and we'll break it down, see how poorly we did. End of year.
Bottom line is, everybody, Wolfie's the worst.
Oh, is that the bottom line?
That's the
Bottom
bottom.
right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Chris, you have any dumb shit to say on the way out?
Yeah, I'm full of dumb shit. No, I think by now, if people are paying attention to the league, Mitch, who's I doubt he's paying attention to the league. Everyone else who is paying attention, I think you pretty much know kind of by now where your team like falls in the standings, even though we just went over everything. So like maybe if you think you're gonna make the playoffs, maybe start planning for picking up players that you think will be good then. If you think your team's not gonna make it, like mine and Chip, maybe start planning towards either next year or toward the Poop Poop Championship and see if you can picking one up for that tournament. So that's all I got to say this time.
The comeback starts here, brother. I know my team is on the upswing. Did we get 50 last week? Yeah. Is
Did you get 60 last week?
our points for the lowest in the league? Yeah. But are we on the comeback right now? It starts here.